The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
Research universities are key drivers in the search for knowledge. Whether it's a scientific discovery or new insights into the human condition, the work at a research university like UW-Milwaukee is essential to advancing our society. When you think about the people doing that research, the image of seasoned professors or up-and-coming dedicated PhD students probably come to mind. But at UWM, it is not at all uncommon to find undergraduate students, even freshmen and sophomores, working alongside faculty members doing cutting-edge research. The unique experience is managed through the Office of Undergraduate Research, and Nigel Rothfels, who directs the program, is today's guest on UWM Today. Joining Nigel is Cynthia Aguas Fernandez, a senior at UWM who is part of the program. Welcome to both of you, and Nigel, let's begin with you. The whole notion of a freshman or a sophomore coming out of a little town in northern Wisconsin, for example, and finding themselves suddenly standing alongside a research bench may be mind-boggling to some of us who went to college more than a few years ago, where that was simply unheard of.
First of all, Tom, it's great being here. Love your show, obviously. I think just yesterday we had a really interesting thing happen in the office. We have 20 students this summer who are starting as freshmen at UWM in the fall, and we've brought them to campus to be involved in a summer research program for 4 weeks. The students were all introducing themselves, and I've lived in the state for 18 years. I'm not a native of the state, but I've lived here for 18 years, and they're all saying where they came from, and I am afraid I don't know all these towns, but they are from all these little towns, as you say, from all over Wisconsin, who, when they were applying to UWM, noticed that there was this research opportunity on campus and contacted our office and have gotten involved in the summer opportunity even before they started their freshman year. So these are students who applied to UWM this last year, have been accepted, and are now doing this sort of jump start that we have. It's an amazing opportunity because we put them up in the residence halls for a month, and they get to live together, and they spend 20 to 30 hours a week working with a faculty member in an area of research that they think that they might be interested in as undergraduates. So this is something that, you know, you mentioned students as freshmen and sophomore students becoming involved in research. This is an opportunity for students who aren't even freshmen yet.
Yeah, these are, I mean, high school seniors, just finished their senior year.
It's exciting for them. And I mean, obviously, they're some of our very best students who are coming to UWM in the fall. This is as you know, the Office of Undergraduate Research started in 2008 on this campus, and there's been a very, very long tradition on most campuses, actually, of students, undergraduate students, becoming involved in faculty research. But our effort to increase that opportunity for students and also to provide other kinds of support for students, salaried positions as research assistants or travel money or opportunities to present at symposia and conferences, that sort of more organized effort is something that we've been doing now only for, I guess coming up on 4 years. So it's been a very exciting time for us. And this summer program, which is part of that, is one of these opportunities that's been very exciting.
Well, let's bring Cynthia into the conversation. Cynthia, you're a senior, so you're finishing off your undergraduate years at UWM. When did you first get involved in this undergraduate research experience?
I actually began doing this research with the McNair program. I actually had a class with my mentor, Rene Anthrop Gonzalez, and he told me about the program. I kind of saw and heard about the program before, but I didn't really know what it was about. And he said, "You'd be a great candidate. You show a lot of passion in class for it was a class about the history and politics of second language education under Kearns, which is curriculum instruction. And I just wanted to further study these types of societal constructions that are in place in our schools today. And so I applied and I got accepted, and that's where everything began.
So what was it like when you began as a pretty young student working alongside these faculty members who've been in the field perhaps for years and years and years?
It was a really wonderful experience. I mean, of course, I'm still conducting research, but it was really empowering because I've seen and wanted to observe a lot of things, but I felt like my voice wasn't as powerful that it should be heard. But through research, I feel like my voice can be heard. I can make a change and like push a power for movement.
And something that perhaps you might not have been empowered to even imagine if you hadn't been working at that level with faculty members.
Correct.
Nigel, is Cynthia's story, is it pretty common where they're not quite too sure they belong here? I sensed a little bit of that in Cynthia's voice, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Very typical, actually. I think a great many of our students at UWM, when they come, are very focused on what they have to do to finish their degree and get out the door efficiently. That's something that we admire and we want to encourage always, is that kind of focus. But as you know, one of the ways that students can really flourish and prosper at a university is becoming involved in things outside of the classroom, outside of those courses. A research opportunity, which is an opportunity to work directly with a faculty member outside of class, is something that is not being required typically of our students. But those who step up and try to do something a little bit different, like Cynthia, she mentioned that she became involved in research through the McNair program. So the Ronald E. McNair program at UWM, as I think you know, is named after one of the astronauts who died in the Challenger
shuttle's disaster.
Yeah. And tragedy. And it's designed to encourage students to pursue PhD work. And the way that they encourage that, the way that they get students ready to pursue PhDs is by getting them involved in faculty research as undergraduates. And so it's one of the McNair program is one of our partners on campus as a pathway for students into this program. You know, students become involved in research on our campus in a lot of different ways. Sometimes they'll just walk up to a faculty member and say, I love what you do. I love what your work, and I'd love to talk to you more about it. And if you ever need any help, I'd like to be the person that you turn to. Or they come into our office because our office serves as a portal, really, for students to become more involved in research. And if they haven't made that personal connection to a faculty member yet, they can come to our office and meet with us, and we'll try to, I wanted to say hook them up with a faculty member. That's exactly not what
it's
I was
not speed,
say.
Not speed dating. Huh?
No, it's not, and it's not eHarmony either. It's, it is something, though, about trying to find how a specific student's interests and where they want to see their learning and life go, how those match with a faculty member's interests. And if a student walks in our door and says, I'm really interested in cancer research, well, we have faculty, as you know, all over our campus, and they could be in the English department, they could be in engineering, they could be in the biological sciences, they could be in health sciences and in nursing, who would be interested, whose work is focused on that issue. So if by coming to us, then we can help them find those places.
You know, as you describe the opportunities that are out there, my mind immediately comes to that professor, to that faculty member. And I remember when I was an undergraduate student, a long time ago, but I still have very vivid memories. I was in awe of some of these people and a little intimidated by the fact that they were so smart, and I was just a kid out of high school, and I didn't have a clue, you know, which way to go to class, let alone what to do there. The whole notion back then of me having the courage to walk up to someone and say, could I work alongside you? I mean, I didn't have the guts to do that. So how do faculty members view this? I mean, do they view it as a nuisance or as, you know, an annoyance and just one more thing to do?
Absolutely.
Or do they welcome it?
Absolutely. They all think it's a nuisance. No. The opposite, right? Our faculty, and I think the faculty at almost any university, do what they do because they actually really enjoy being around students, and they enjoy seeing somebody who doesn't know something about a field have that moment where they realize they do know something and they can make a contribution. At a university, there's essentially two things that happen a lot. Number one is teaching students what we already know. And the second part is trying to find out things we don't know yet and trying to do that original research to learn something new. And yes, I think most of the students probably believe that that second part of the mission, this acquiring new knowledge, is something that they won't really have that much of an interaction with. But those who do say that excites them and who can present themselves to a faculty member and say, I'd like to be involved in this kind of work, have an amazing experience. And for the faculty member, it's exactly the same. I mean, the opportunity to work with somebody who's just beginning and help them chart a course for themselves intellectually and professionally is the reason why they do what they do, right? So, no, it's actually never been a big struggle for us to find the faculty to serve as mentors for students.
Cynthia, how about you? When you began dipping your toe into this undergraduate research pool, did you ever run into a faculty member who said, oh, I don't have time, or, you know, go talk to someone else?
That is just the opposite. The people who I've talked to have always been very excited to hear that I'm interested in conducting research and that they could be support.
And in terms of moving as through your research, I presume you're working with more than one faculty member. You talk to others.
Oh, yes. Currently, I'm working with David Bullio. He's educational policy studies. He focuses more about American Indian education.
David's been a guest on this show. Amazing guy and great, great national, international reputation. And so you had a chance.
Cynthia was telling me about how nervous she was when she started to work with him.
Yes, just because he's a man who has a lot of experience. He's worked in the Senate trying to work with getting, I think, like bills passed and for American Indian education. So at first, I will admit, yes, I was definitely almost petrified because I felt where my within context of working with somebody with this much knowledge, but then he's very personable, like I would assume with all other mentors, and you start to build a personal relationship, and that really helps support your research because they have so much knowledge to offer.
Nigel, I'm sure that there are some parents listening to this program and students perhaps who are saying, gee, I never thought that maybe I actually could start doing some of the research connected to an area I'm interested in that early in my career. What advice do you give them if they do have a daughter or a son, or if they themselves, listener themselves, are saying, you know, I'm interested in physics, you know, and I think that would be kind of cool to look at the edge of the universe and, you know, these new discoveries, the God particle. What should a student do? Should they go to a faculty member first, or should they come to your office of undergraduate research and start their mission of connecting with a faculty member in that manner?
I'm glad you mentioned parents. Actually, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to talk to a very large group of parents who were with their students with their children at the new student orientation. And so, at one point during the new student orientation in the summer, they divided the students from the parents. And I asked the parents. I told them a little bit about the program, and I asked them to raise their hands if they thought this would be a good opportunity for their students. And I think every single one of them raised their hand. They thought this was a great idea. And then the students were like, yeah, I don't know. So I think actually it's the parents often who can guide their kids into seeing this opportunity as something quite special and different from everything else. The students themselves, I think, are often a little bit nervous and say, well, I just want to focus on my requirements right now.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that just a little bit, because I think maybe the inclination would be, geez, you know, I just left Mosinee High School, and,
right,
you know, am I good enough? Am I smart enough to go ahead and take this on? Will I be buried or swamped if I get in a pool too deep?
Well, one of the things I think our faculty know is that the students won't necessarily know anything when they start, and that's part of the joy of it, right? If someone comes in who hasn't had any experience in a field and says, I'm really interested in it, but I don't know anything. Well, then there's a path, there's a way of learning what you need to learn while actually doing the research itself. And it's a different way. I mean, it's a sort of a hands-on way of learning. I think for many of us, it might even seem an ideal way of learning, honestly, is to just say, okay, let's start figuring it out, right? Instead of, just opening up that textbook, you know, which is also a good idea.
Yeah, but then just regurgitating what you memorized as opposed to really thinking about what you've discovered.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I had an opportunity recently to talk to a student, well, I can say more than that, a niece who just graduated from another university and was having an interview for a job. And she was talking about her interview, and she said the amazing thing was they asked me about the research I did as an undergraduate. And once I told them about that, they knew that I knew everything that I was talking about, and they were so excited, and they wanted to hear about that because it was something a little bit different from what other students had been bringing into the office.
So there was an aha moment on both sides.
Oh, it was fabulous for her because she actually, she knows something quite, beyond what the other students might know coming in for their first interview for a job. So she was quite excited about that. But I have to say, that first step, what to do, because that was your question. I really encourage students to visit our website. I know that is almost a cliche thing to say at this point, but I do encourage it. The Office of Undergraduate Research at UWM has a very transparent website address, which is our.uwm.edu. So it's not difficult to find. And on that website, one of the things they can do is browse hundreds of projects that faculty have posted saying, I'm looking for a student to help me with this. And the database is searchable. It's also, you can also sort of drill down by school and department. Not every faculty member is listed on that site. However, it's a starting point. And I think the students who go to that site and say, we're not really interested in this particular kind of work, there's an opportunity for them to fill out an application on that site, which is just an information, and then we ask them to come into our office and talk to us about what it is they want to do. And so the first step, go to the website. If they're already a UWM student, they can log in with their student ID and password and give us information that we can then contact them with. If they're not a UWM student, they can always, if they're on campus and out for a walk, if they're visiting campus with their family, drop by our office and talk to us. We're there during regular business hours, and we're happy to see people come.
Sounds like you're the supermarket. You could browse and look through and find something interesting.
I think, actually, not only that, Cynthia knows that we're also right on the logistical spine of the campus. It's almost very difficult. We're in Bolton Hall. It's very difficult to navigate around our campus without walking right by our office. And that was, almost by plan, because we wanted students to be able to find this place easily, and we wanted their families to find it easily, and we wanted the campus to sort of know that this opportunity was there.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio is Nigel Rothfels, Director of the Office of Undergraduate Research, and one of the people involved in the program as a student, Cynthia Aquas-Fernandez. She's a senior in the School of Education, and she's been sharing her experiences of doing undergraduate research work at a research university, something that I never imagined when I was your age, Cynthia. Cynthia, let me ask you about the path that you think this has set you on. Where do you think you're going to go today with your career that you might not have gone if you didn't have this opportunity to do this research as a pretty young student?
Well, I would definitely say that the McNair program, as we had previously talked about, it really changed my life as far as thinking about occupationally what I wanted to do. I was just thinking before just teaching in an elementary school possibly, but maybe taking classes on the side because I have a yearning to know more knowledge. But then after I realized that I can do graduate school, I want to get the PhD, I want to be a professor. Like my mentors, David Bullio and Renee Anthrop Gonzalez, because they've inspired me to kind of pay it forward to help other people get along with their research and show them the ropes.
How does your family feel about the work or the experiences that you've had to date?
I think my family's kind of surprised at first, but then they were really supportive. And I think they were really surprised that the undergraduate research part, that usually it's people think that it's for only graduate school or for the PhD. But no, they've been overwhelmingly supportive.
Did they ever say, where did that come from? Or did they know that you were a bright student and you know, not surprised that you might take this path?
Well, I guess they were probably a little surprised, but then I just said, I got involved with our office through the McNair program because they do a lot of collaboration, and I was formally introduced to Nigel and Kyla Moore, the people running our office. And I just wanted to do more research because they had a lot of opportunities, and I wanted to take the opportunity to do so.
Well, and not only, you know, have you done it for yourself, but you've also become perhaps a role model for others in your family or neighbors and friends who might have someone they know who might be interested as a result of these experiences. Nigel, as you think about Cynthia's story, she's headed on for that PhD. Mm-hmm. Is it presumed that many of the students involved in your undergraduate research experience necessarily are going to go on for that higher degree, or how else might they use this undergraduate research experience?
You know, we talk a lot about at a university like ours about you know, what's the next step for students? What are we training them for? Are we training them to be contributing members of society, or do we want them to be working at a specific kind of job, or are we helping students find a path into graduate school? I think if we, you know, when we look at the students who have been involved in the undergraduate research opportunities at UWM, yes, it's probably true that most of them are considering graduate school in some way. Honestly, a lot of the students who are thinking about medical school want to have an undergraduate research experience because they're looking for those pieces of an academic history which separate them, which distinguish them from other types of students. It's becoming increasingly more common for our students actually to end up as co-authors on scientific papers now.
Even as undergraduates. That is amazing.
It is amazing. So when we have students, I'm thinking of one right now who graduated a few years ago, and he graduated with 3 publications in scientific journals before he left our university. And then he went straight on to medical school, and actually he went for an MD-PhD program here at the Medical College of Wisconsin. And so I think that there are those students who are very focused on what their next academic challenges will be after graduating from UWM. But that's not always the case. There's obviously many students who are ready to go to enter into a field of a business field or something like that. Obviously, we have students, as you know, this isn't just in the sciences or in the humanities or in education. In Cynthia's case, we have students in every school and college on campus who are engaged in undergraduate research. That includes, you know, students in business and in architecture and a lot of sort of the more sort of what we might normally call the more professional schools, right? And so it's I think for many of those students too, it is about building some very specific types of professional skills that they know will come into be handy for them.
It's almost as if we are listening to a career counselor here, because a lot of times when I've had our career folks on the program, they've said, find something that distinguishes yourself, separates you just a little bit from mm-hmm. the rest of the group, and it makes or can make a huge difference going forward, whether it's that getting into a graduate program or into a job.
Anything a student can do as an undergraduate to take advantage of the many opportunities that are available at UWM. It's not just getting involved in undergraduate research, as you know. It's participation in all kinds of extracurricular activities, which help them build networks. And those networks can be very important professionally for them later, but also just help them, give them the support that they need to succeed at the university. Anytime a student, as Cynthia has built a relationship, a supportive relationship with faculty on campus. When they see her, they say, how are your classes going, right? And do you have any questions and can I help you? Those are really important supports that our students need. It's part of the Access to Success initiatives that we've been trying to build on campus of essentially, you know, what sorts of additional supports can we offer students outside of the classroom, outside of their basic curriculum.
Do you ever hear from employers, from people who hire these students like Cynthia when they leave that suggest to you that this was important or maybe very helpful for them to see that they've got an extra special student here or a good future employee?
You know, I think what we all know is that our employers, when they are interviewing students who are just coming out of college, they're looking for students who have initiative and they're looking for people who are bright and inquisitive and will bring a fresh perspective to their company. And so these are the students who stand out for them always because, you know, they're the students who step up. And, you know, I mean, we're not talking to everybody at our university, right? We are talking of you know, probably around 1,000 students at a time who are engaged in this kind of activity on a campus of, say, 25,000 undergraduates, right? So I think it's not every student who's involved in this kind of activity, but those who take the initiative and those who step up and say, I'd actually like to do a little bit of extra work because I want to be inspired at a different level, they have a real advantage.
Cynthia, what would you tell a freshman coming to campus? Say you're on campus this summer, you're doing some research, but if you bumped into one of those thousands of newbies that are going to become part of our freshman class this fall, and you had an opportunity to say something about this undergraduate research program, what would it be?
That it's very rewarding. If you choose to do research in your field, it really helps you expand your knowledge base. And it, for me, it really helped me understand a lot of the concepts more, and it can really just expand knowledge, really.
So where do you go from here? You're going to be finishing up in a year. Any idea where you're going to continue?
Well, I'm hoping that I could get into the UIC or Loyola because they have programs that are designed like cultural and policy studies, which is right up my alley.
And from there, who knows, right? This is just the beginning. Well, Nigel, it sounds like you've given Cynthia a good start. In terms of this fall, any sense of how many students are going to be involved going forward?
Oh, no. We have a very long list that we're working through right now to try to match up the incoming students and, of course, all the continuing students that we have involved in our programs. There's a lot going on. I have to say, our office, the Office of Undergraduate Research, has probably tried to support Cynthia and many of our students, but we haven't done anything for her. She's done it all herself, and all of our students do. So I often say, you know, to the faculty, you know, we are the ones we don't actually provide undergraduate research opportunities for our students. It's the faculty who do. And it's the students who step up and do it. We're just the ones who are trying to make this to flourish as much as we can on our campus.
Well, we thank you for the work you are doing. Keep it up. Keep being that traffic cop, getting folks in the programs. And Cynthia, best of luck to you as you continue forward with your career.
Thank you.
Nigel Rothfels, Director of the Office of Undergraduate Research, and Cynthia Aquas-Fernandez, a senior who's been part of the program, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week. See you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.